This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the constant pull between our flesh and spirit. And as we begin to embark upon the Lent season, I'm thinking about those things that can draw us into a deeper communion with God. And one way of doing this is by choosing our spirit over our flesh. And this is exactly the decision David was faced with when his men brought him a drink offering. So one day, David expressed to the three of his mightiest warriors that he was longing for a drink, but from a particular well in Bethlehem. And so the three warriors broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from this very well in Bethlehem. Yet when David learned that his own men risked their lives to get this water for him, he poured the water out on the ground. For those observing this, it must have been confusing because these three men really had just risked their lives to get this water that David really wanted, and he ended up throwing it out on the ground. But David saw things differently. He understood that the liquid that his men brought back was far more precious than mere water just to quench his thirst. So in that moment, he decided to forego his flesh to offer this precious water as an offering to God. So during the Lent season, we're constantly faced with choosing between our flesh and spirit. But when we make the right choice, there isn't a more rewarding feeling. So what are you choosing to offer up to God today to go deeper with Him? And as you think about that, hold on to these words. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, choose your spirit over flesh.